in my view, it demonstrates the Parliament, the members of Parliament, and in particular, the Cabinet, when making amendments to the Constitution, should not take it for granted that because it has the numerical strength on the floor of Parliament, that they can mess around with the Constitution. You see, the effect of Section 145 of the Constitution, that is the provision that provides for the motion of no confidence to be introduced on the floor of Parliament, is not for the purpose of the government staying in office for a longer period than necessary. The purpose of that provision is to enable members of Parliament to debate, ask questions, criticize the government on its conduct in terms of matters relating to budget allocations, policies of the NEC, that type of thing.
It seems to have become something of a feature of PNG politics in recent times that governments will amend the constitution to suit their own political needs, only then to have the Supreme Court rule that these changes are unconstitutional. Is that a fair observation, do you think?
That's very, very fair. I cannot agree more than that. That's really the point. I think the ministers of the cabinet, and, you know, really, frankly, in my respectful view, there are only a few people within the cabinet that initiate these moves.
And what do you think the ruling says to future governments about the constitution and the government or the executive's ability to change it?
The constitution can be amended. It has been amended. The amendments must, however, be within the framework of the constitution, the existing framework of the constitution. But as it has happened in this case, they've gone outside the constitution, and in other words, the amendments had the effect of going outside the constitution of the existing provisions. And so the challenge was that because these amendments do not conform to the constitution, the relevant constitutional provisions, we say that those amendments, as we have established to the Supreme Court, were unconstitutional and therefore invalid.
And what do you think the ruling says about the quality of the legal advice the government was getting at the time when it was changing these laws?
I think clearly very poor. Very poor. And this is really something that the government of the day has to take into account. But having said that, at the end of the day, it's a politics that will appear, in my view, dictated the end result, that is, resulting in the parliament passing the laws against the constitution. So I don't know what legal advice were received or were given, but it's going by the end result of passing of unconstitutional amendments made. It's a serious matter, and the government should always remember that they cannot have it their way. The people of this country, through the Supreme Court, once again demonstrated to the government that whatever they are doing in relation to amending the Constitution cannot get away with it.